One night, they were celebrating New Year's Eve. He was out, ending their life.
I'm going to commit murder at midnight. Call me evil.
Every New Year's Eve, the caller came out.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Lobotomized. I'm Woo. Kevin.
I'm Amanda.
This is Kyle.
All right. And yeah, got a little change-up going right now. Sorry, I'm kind of like out of my flow.
Just I know.
We're over at your house right now.
So. Mm-hmm. Out of our element.
Yeah.
I mean, we even introduced ourselves
nice
in
stuff.
The wrong order. Yeah. Like, what are we nice doing? Stuff.
Our seating is different. Like, this is all kinds of fucked up. I should have changed the inputs on the computer, too.
It's okay. Cool. It fits everything. There's lots of creepy puppets around and clowns.
There certainly is.
There you go.
Bats.
I must say, mm-hmm. I do like the table as well. I'm a fan of the table.
I am a fan of the table.
We should try to incorporate table more.
Mm-hmm. Table's good.
Table
we
is
were talking
good.
About that before you got here.
Oh, were we? Okay.
Yeah. I'm not all hunched over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is pretty prime, actually. Like, mm-hmm. I'm digging this. I gotta
Me too.
Find, like, maybe a decent table and figure something out.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We should definitely do that. But anyway, yeah, this isn't a furniture podcast.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody. Woo! Yeah, welcome 2024. So yeah, before we get into anything, how's everybody's 2024 going so far? Been good?
So far, so good.
Yeah. Oh,
how about you, Kyle?
It's all right. Can't complain.
Okay.
Getting by.
I can. This so far, 2024 has sucked ass. So,
well, your car is fixed.
A little positive.
Yeah, my car got fucked up. My basement flooded.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was putting pants on the other day and accidentally like hit myself in the stones. Like that sucked too. It's just not. I'm not doing well.
I hate when that happens.
I know. You would know. So, mm-hmm. But it's just has not been a good start. So hopefully this is better.
It can only go up from here.
Well, you know what? I mean, I did better than I guess a bunch of people in this movie. So I guess I can't complain that much. Mm-hmm. So, but yes. So yeah, if you guys couldn't tell by reading the title, we're covering New Year's Evil from 1980. It's actually kind of funny because, one of the reasons I picked it is because I already had the notes from the old podcast I used to do, so it kind of made my life a little bit easier, which is always nice. But I wanted to get back and actually do this one again because this is one, I don't remember exactly what happened, so I don't know, Zach, if you ever listen to this, get back to me on this. Like, I think the file got corrupted or something, but we did the episode but never got to release it, and I always wanted to give this one a fair shake, so now that was another reason why I wanted to do it. So
here we go.
I mean, you guys ready? You just want to jump right into it?
Heck yeah, I really liked this one.
I enjoyed specific. This.
Yeah,
this
I
a,
loved
a,
it.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I feel like it doesn't get enough credit as it deserves, and it's definitely way more unknown than most of the other.
I had never
slashers.
Heard of it. I've seen way worse movies.
Oh,
that's for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
And honestly, I couldn't. I know it sounds weird, but I really didn't know what angle. Like New Year's Evil, I didn't look up even like any kind of summary on it. I just went in completely blindly.
That's awesome.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, I was really, I don't know, I really, it's, I liked it.
It's surprisingly good.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, of course, I mentioned this when I first got here tonight, but yes, this is, we just start off, you see that Canon logo, and I'm like, yeah, of course, this is a Canon film. Like, this reeks of Canon, which is awesome. Canon films are sweet. But yeah, so we get that. And we start off with like a zoom-in shot of the Holiday Inn in L.A., which is kind of weird because it's almost like the way that they do it, if this was like Dracula and like you got that first shot going in on the castle, like that's kind of what it reminded me of. Just something, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I could see that, yeah.
You know, it was just, I've never seen that with a Holiday Inn before. You know?
Yeah, good point.
I don't know.
That's cool.
But, yeah, so we go into there and we see basically our main character who made her Blaze. Yeah, her name is Blaze. I don't know if she's a member of, the American Gladiators or the Global Purple Cobras. Like, I don't know what the fuck she is.
Roller derby team or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks like she could roller derby, that's for sure.
Yeah,
that is a roller derby name. Oh my God.
Laser, Blaze, Blazer. Jesus. But yeah, so she's, you know, she's just getting ready and, you know, like piling on the fucking makeup. You know, she looks like Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
Oh my gosh, you know, yeah. I was like, the blush, the blush. Let's.
Yeah, it's oh, like, boy. Looks on like full on sideburns, but it's just makeup.
It looks, you know what? It kind of looks like in Tommy Boy when he gets hit with the board.
Yeah.
And he's got that mark on his face. Like,
Richie, do I have a mark on my face? It really hurts. It's not here, here so much, but right here.
Oh, ship shape.
What the hell happened to your face? I knew it, Richard.
Oh, Helen. Oh. Helen with
oh,
no tact.
Oh, God. Oh.
But yes, so. After we meet Blaze and her, I guess her manager is who this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of reminded me of Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's. He kind of looked like that guy a little bit, yeah. Which is kind of fun. So, but yeah, so we meet those two and then we go on and see Yvonne. Yeah, like apparently Yvonne is just, she works for Blaze, I guess. She's like her assistant, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Like
it was kind of like...
Yeah, they didn't really explain Yvonne too much. I was kind of like, who is she?
Yeah.
Then like,
I mean, I know they work together, but I don't know what the hierarchy is with that. Because, I mean, like, Yvonne wasn't going to be part of the show, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But maybe she was some sort of, like, production manager or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But
she wasn't doing her makeup, was she?
No.
She was doing her own makeup, right?
She was.
Yeah, okay.
And she looked way better. Her whatever makeup, if she was wearing.
Yeah. No, I like
way better
yeah.
than the stage makeup yeah. Blaze
yeah,
is
no,
wearing.
Yeah, Yvonne was cute. But so yeah, she's basically going back to her hotel room because they're staying at the Holiday Inn, as they established. I don't know. Are they having the show at the Holiday Inn? Is that what the fuck is going on?
I think so, because...
That's weird.
I don't know.
Because, like, yeah, because I think toward, like, the end, or, like, I mean, they were, like, the cops were telling people to get away from the hotel. Like, I thought it was the hotel.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It was
I don't
a
know.
Gigantic Holiday Inn. Like, I mean, most of the ones I've seen, like, you're talking, like, 4 stories tops. And like this one was a
yeah,
fucking high rise.
Skyscraper. Yeah. Yeah, maybe there was just like a rock club attached to it because
yeah, I guess.
Or they,
or
just
they
set
like
up
rented
the party
out
room, you know,
yeah.
with the chain link fence and put a stage in there.
Yeah, I just did
I
that
could
way,
see that.
I guess.
Probably what they did.
Yeah, probably I mean it's probably cheaper than like trying to do it like in a studio. You just rent out like the party room at the Holiday Inn. Save yourself a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I really don't know. I
have no idea.
I don't feel like they describe. I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention to that part.
Blaze seems to be kind of like the Elvira of
punk.
Of like, yeah, punk and metal music, sort okay. of in that like LA scene.
That's a good description.
That makes sense. Yeah, that totally makes sense. Like, I could see
that. Was
that.
The vibe I caught.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just
she's like a
host. Yeah, she's like a host. Yeah, like
a cool, badass chick host, you know?
Yeah. But, so yeah, so like I said, Yvonne's going, you know, she's just kind of hanging out in the hotel room. She's in the bathroom doing things. And this is basically where we get our first, it's either this guy can either turn invisible or he can teleport. Like there's only, that's the only thing that makes sense for how this works. Because she's in the bathroom. It's a Holiday Inn. Like, I've been to a Holiday Inn. I know how the rooms are. There's the one room, and then the bathroom's on the side. So she hears the door open, and also, yeah, he's great at lockpicking as well, I guess.
And he knows elevators.
And he knows how, yeah. He definitely knows how to work
definitely
elevators.
Definitely knows
which
elevators.
Which is insane, but we'll get to that. But yeah, so basically the door opens, and she comes walking out, and just, like, looks around, looks outside, doesn't see anything. Like, literally, the door goes into that room. Like, unless he was just lying on
maybe
the
they have one of those joint hotel rooms where there's that random, like, side door.
Yeah, the side door.
Joining okay. two doors. I don't, I'm making shit up. I have no
know,
idea.
But it's like,
there's ceiling
really,
tiles?
There's,
yeah, I don't know.
There's really nowhere to hide in there.
There's nothing.
But somehow, he's able to sneak into the hotel room and then sneak into the shower without her noticing. And she basically goes back in to start doing her makeup and gets grabbed from behind. And
here's
stabbed.
The water dripping again. She's like, I just turned it off. Mm-hmm.
And I almost wish that they wouldn't have put that first one in there, because if he had just been in there the whole time, like,
it would have made sense.
It would have made sense.
You're
right. It totally made sense. If he was just been like, holy shit, like she didn't even notice it. And then you do the water drip and then that does it, like, there you go. Like,
yeah.
Done deal. Like, it makes sense. I'm not bitching about this at all, but yeah. So, apparently evil can also teleport or become invisible. Or, I don't know, pick one. But, so yeah, this is where we get the first time with the New Year's Evil song, with this whole intro, with the punks just cruising down, yeah. You know, Sunset or whatever, wherever they're at, I don't know. But, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah,
like I said, you said you were a fan of this song.
I like this song. It's got a sweet riff, and they must have played it four times through in this intro with the credits and stuff. There's what? I marked down 8, then 9, cross those off. 10 people in this Cadillac. 10 people in this car standing up.
How are they not getting pulled over?
Drinking, smoking weed.
Oh, yeah. They're one dude's totally smoking a joint in there.
Tits in the first 5 minutes, so you know it's gonna be a good movie.
Canon.
Good
dude,
movie.
Canon.
But you know what's funny though? So for me, not even knowing what I was getting into in the movie, like I thought, like when they showed those people so much, like in the beginning, I thought that they were gonna be some of the main characters.
Oh yeah, that's totally what you think. You're like, okay, we're gonna be going along with this group and they're gonna
I really did.
Definitely being led to believe that. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And you know what? That movie would have been sweet too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I would have loved watching those dickheads getting killed. Like,
yeah.
Like, would have been great.
So I definitely like it. Definitely led me, like the way they actually portrayed, really, I think all the characters in the movie kind of surprised me in ways. Like I thought they, you know, like those people I thought were going to be some of the main characters. Like, you know, as we go on, I'll kind of show, like, you know, I thought they gave like the killer almost more airtime than the host, who was like it was like,
yeah,
like it was very it was interesting.
And they the killer, you know, just basically from the get-go pretty much, you know, which is different than a lot of movies too.
Yeah, they make no attempt to hide who the killer is in this. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like,
they
absolutely
just
no, there's just like, yeah, this is him right here.
They just pretty they just try to attempt to make it a mystery on like who he is, but it's funny because when
you still get the twist at the end, but as far as like seeing like who's the killer, it's like that's right.
But it's really funny, and I don't want to like ruin it immediately, but
we'll
I guessed it like almost immediately.
Almost immediately.
I did.
Fuck it. It's Blaze's husband.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, I had no idea. I don't know. I don't pick up on stuff that well, but hey, it makes for better surprises for me, I guess. But
yeah, there you go.
I was surprised by that.
Well, I knew there was some sort of close relationship. I'm like, because he had such a big role in the movie, because they, I don't don't know. They showed so much of him. I'm like, okay, clearly, you know, there's, I'm like, okay, her husband was supposed to be out of, you know, wherever he was, like out of town.
She says like he was like coked up in Palm Springs.
Something like that.
He does that a lot.
So, you know, I mean, I'm like, somehow she knows him. I was like, so if it's not the husband, it's somebody else that she knows. Like, I didn't think it was just some, you know.
It's not some random person,
exactly. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't Final Exam. So.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll watch that at some point too. But yeah, so the people who at first we thought were going to be our main characters get to the Holiday Inn, and they got that goofy like security guard guy. Like, I don't know, is he autistic or something? Like, what the fuck is going on?
He looks like dressed as a legit cop.
He's like, I don't know. He's just standing there, just like tickets, please, tickets. And he's just repeating himself. It's
one
like
one of those punks pulls a knife. Well, it's not a real knife. It's a hair. It's a switchblade comb.
I had one of those back in the day.
I did too.
Totally had one.
I'm still rocking it. Those are the shit.
For sure. I'm still rocking that all the time because those were the shit.
Yeah, not something you want to do in front of a cop.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't get shot on sight.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. LA, you know. I mean, they're so 1980. One was Rodney King. That was like 92. 90s,
yeah,
early 90s. Like early 90s. Okay, so they were ramping up to that. All right, got it.
Yeah.
So, so after this, we meet Derek, who's Blaze's son. He just kind of shows up in a room, and Blaze, of course, like doesn't give a shit about Derek because, you know, I don't either. I get it. Like, just looking at him, I'm like, yeah, he's blank. He's
totally
blank. He's very vanilla. Like,
plus, like, you know, he's trying to be like, oh, mommy, guess what happened to me? But, dude, she's about to put on, like, this huge live show for New Year's Eve. It's, like, a big, big thing.
Yeah.
And you're trying to make it all about you. You know, she's busy, too. So, to her credit.
It's like,
you know.
Dude, are you enjoying that fucking, like, cashmere sweater you're fucking wearing? Because mommy's got to go to work, all right? So shut the fuck up, and you can talk later.
Like, she looks cool. He looks like he's about to go to yacht club or something.
I know, you know?
Right? I feel like the point of it probably, because I agree. It's like, dude, he comes in, and she's like, like, last minute. It's not like he came in, like
rushing
hours.
Out the door,
it's not like he came in hours before she was going to go, and then she's like, I don't have time for you. Like, he literally came in as she was walking out the door. So I totally get it. But I think, I don't know, I kind of got the vibe that maybe this was like, does she, like, she does this all the time? Like, maybe she
it
doesn't.
Could be, yeah.
Like, she doesn't give him the time of day ever. I don't know. But
could be.
Maybe
but
he just walks in at the wrong times.
Yeah. He looks like his name should be Bryce.
Yes.
Right. I could tell. I was like, ooh, their relationship is strained. Yeah. I don't know how, but it is.
Mommy, I got a part. What was the name of the show or the movie?
It was some stupid
He's an aspiring actor.
Yes, he's trying to be an actor.
Airspace America.
Yeah, like it's gonna get something. Dude, they're gonna cancel that shit before it even reaches the pilot. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
He's
what
so
are you talking
proud,
about?
And he's so heartbroken when mommy doesn't show him all the attention.
They have a weird thing going on, like kind of a like. You could have named him Oedipus too. So like,
yeah,
I think there's some of that going on.
You
as
think?
Well. I think so. We'll get to that later. Mm-hmm. But like,
oh yeah,
like
yeah.
It's weird. It is weird.
Yeah, Bryce definitely got Bryce, a little weird.
Then. Bryce is a little fucked up. I'm just going to call him Bryce from now on. So,
yeah. I don't even remember. Oh, Derek.
Yeah.
I don't even remember his real name.
His name's Derek, but whatever. I'm just going to call him. Fuck it. I'm calling him Bryce. So, yeah. So of course, because she's in a, you know, she's in a hurry. So, you know, she does all that. Basically, he asks him about his dad. And this is when she says that her dad's in Palm Springs, you know, and just kind of rolls out. So now we get to her hosting this New Year's Eve party. She goes around. She says the thing. She says the title of the movie, which is kind of cute. I was like, when they say the thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
she said,
they
you
said
know,
the thing.
Yeah, she's like, you said the thing. That's cool. So, but I guess what the thing is what they're doing is they're announcing New Year's basically all across the country. And they're in LA, so they're on the West Coast. So it goes, basically, it's New York, Chicago, and then Aspen. Did either of you guys think that it was kind of odd that they went with Aspen instead of, like, Denver?
Denver? Was it Aspen?
It was Aspen.
Mm-hmm. It was Aspen.
Okay. Yeah.
I always thought that was weird with this, you know, because it's like,
it's true.
Aspen, you think the time zones, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you just do Denver.
It'd be the mountain one. I think Aspen used to be, I don't know, it's hard to get to, but I think Denver's blown up more in, like, recent time than maybe back in 1980. Maybe back in 1980.
Okay.
Maybe, though. I'm not from over there. So, whatever those people do. And
I'm not from yonder.
On the left side.
Well, apparently they go skiing with torches, so because that's what they're doing in Aspen.
Yeah, that looked cool.
This time. That did look kind of cool, though. But, yeah. And
ending in, they're in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, and then they end in LA. So, basically over the 4 hours.
Yeah.
So, I'm guessing this show is, like, 8 to midnight. And, like, that's when pretty much the whole movie takes place. Like, 8 to midnight. So, Blaze starts taking her call-ins, and did you catch the first song that was requested?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, can we hear another, or we don't need no education.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, well, it's called Another Brick in the Wall, and it's definitely not punk. So, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. And another.
But apparently that song is the best one of the year.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. That's what they say.
But then, yeah, they play the New Year's Evil song again from the intro that they played like 4 times.
Well, actually, this is when Evil first calls in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she's taking the calls in, and the second call that she gets is when we meet Evil. So pretty much he just calls her up and lays it out. Like, he's gonna kill at midnight for... And the way he explains this is ridiculous. Basically, what his game is every time a U.S. time zone celebrates New Year's, he's going to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to kill somebody at 8 o'clock, not at like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you know, 11 o'clock, and then 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Is basically his plan.
In
L.A. time.
Yeah.
My question, and they don't go into this at all, but when he killed Yvonne, you think it was like on the hour or no? Do you think he just kind of killed her because it was one of her friends? And
I wouldn't be surprised.
But started in like mid-Atlantic.
Yeah.
Bermuda time, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if Bermuda is an hour before. I don't know.
What time is it in the Falkland Islands? But yeah, that's the thing. But the weird thing, though, is he says that he's going to kill somebody close to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which would be Yvonne. But I don't think she knows the next person. Like, when he kills somebody at the next hour, like, yeah, he makes it work. I don't think that Blaze knew her at all. Like, or was he just talking about Yvonne?
I think she
already killed her.
I think maybe she knew she knew of her, maybe? I don't know. Just because of, you know, they explain the relation, like, toward the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But I don't, I'm sure it was nobody, it wasn't anybody close to her. Because that's what really, because at first I'm like, when he killed that nurse, I thought maybe that was, like, her sister or something. Or something like, you know, but I don't know it was as close as, I don't know, I think he was talking about Yvonne.
Yeah. Either a friend or assistant or whatever.
But almost the way that they like set it up, like you think that he'd be talking about Brooks.
I agree. You know? I thought that initially I was like, oh, well, Bryce didn't go to the show. Bryce, formerly known as Derek.
Yes.
But like, because I thought maybe that was, and that's probably what they want you to believe. Like, oh, he didn't go to the show, you know.
Yeah,
maybe like
she
he's
had, yeah, she has too, you know.
And besides, like, he already killed somebody in the hotel. That was the same hotel, right? No? Or was it not?
I think so.
Like, was
I
Yvonne
think it was. Because yes, she was. It was. Yes, it was. You see her later.
It was because,
at
yeah.
the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he killed her and then left.
Yeah, so they kind of, you know, I feel like that's what they want you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he did that in the beginning to get have easier access to Blaze by the end of it because they would be together, and he just wanted to get her out of the way in the beginning.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
I mean, possible. We are overstepping something. Do we have any idea what this voice changer thing is?
I have no idea.
Any idea what this is?
It looks like a Peter Frampton style
guitar thing.
Except it makes you sound like a fucking Cockney devil.
Yeah.
So. I feel like I've seen those before. Maybe not. I mean.
Maybe. It looked like a fucking breathalyzer. Like, there's a little tube and shit.
Yeah.
He's, like, sticking it in his mouth.
I've never seen anything like that.
Do you just stab yourself in the throat until you fucking sound like that?
My name is Evil, and I'm mad.
Yeah. It seems like it was almost, like, just, like, a little, like, cigar-like thing where they just, like, bite on it. I don't think it, like, hit the throat or anything. Like, it's not, like...
No, I had no idea. But
I mean, it's not, like, one of those things where you had a... laryngectomy and you're
right,
talking
yeah.
like this. You know, it was just, I mean, I don't know.
He sounded like my old ice cream man.
Yes. I remember him.
Yeah, you're really like
oh, yeah. Oh
yeah. Yeah, back in the day when we were kids, the ice cream man had a voice box, and it was, like, terrifying at first, but he had the ice cream.
Yeah.
So, like, you just kind of had to suck, like, it up a little
bit.
But he'd be like, oh, okay, I get you, stop it. You know, like, doing that shit. I'm like nine, just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, yeah, give me a Ninja Turtles thing where they got the fucking gum eyeballs, because those are awesome. You guys remember those?
Yeah,
those are the shit. I used to love those, the ones that had the fucking gumballs for eyes. Like, there's a bunch of different ones.
Then he got replaced by that hippie weed dealer ice cream guy.
Yes.
Which was also fun.
Which was kind of fun, too. Yeah, it was all right. But, like, yeah, the OG dude, like, I don't know. He was awesome. He was sweet. But yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, this is basically what Evil sounds like. It's weird. It sounds like if, you know, you're standing on James Earl Jones's balls. So speaking of James Earl Jones, though, did you notice that they put in the Darth Vader fucking noise?
Yes,
like,
I noticed that.
Like, did you catch that?
No.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Like, George Lucas is going to sue the shit out of you. Like, you're fucking out of your mind. But yeah, this was actually the first time I heard that. And I was just like, oh my God, like, what the fuck is that? It's awesome. I love that they put that in there.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Next time you watch it, the first time he's talking to her, like, listen, like, right after he finishes talking. It's like, okay. Totally put the Darth Vader breath in there.
I would totally watch this movie again, so I will look out for that.
Yeah, this movie's awesome. But yes, so now we get Shadow, who starts playing. And this is when they play the fucking New Year's Evil song again. And we're in the first 12 minutes of the fucking movie. We're still within the first 12 minutes. And this is the second time that they played it. We just heard the fucking thing. Like, but... whatever you like
this time they're rocking it live. Sweet guitar solo.
I will say yes, the live version is definitely better than that first studio track that we heard with the guys rolling in. So yeah, I'll give it that. Oh, so I mean, you know, kind of rightfully so, Blaze is freaking out a little bit and wants more security.
She immediately takes it very seriously.
She does.
Which, like, for her job, I would feel like... Well, she even says, like, she's gauges it. She was like, I hear a lot of weirdos, but this one, it was kind of really unsettling.
It's like, this is different, yeah.
Because it was, like, personally... Like, it wasn't, like... It was, like, kind of a personal attack. Like, hey, I'm going to kill somebody close to you.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Or I'm going to, you know... So, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'd be the same way. Like... I don't know. That would scare me more than if somebody told me they were going to kill me. I'd be like, meh, there's a lot of people here. But if somebody's like, I'm going to kill somebody close to you, I'd be like,
yeah.
Oh no. Like, you know, that would scare me a lot.
It's just like, okay, who? Like,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and especially if he sounds like he just stepped off the fucking Black Pearl. So, sorry.
I hate sea turtles. I
yeah. Hey, ow. Bop it. Sorry. But I will say, though, one thing about this is watching all these... This movie has some of the greatest extras ever. Watching these white people do their white people punk dancing.
Oh my gosh. It's just
fucking delightful. Yeah. Like, it's fantastic.
Well, there were parts of it, because it was funny because, you know, there's parts of it that you just look at them and they're just all just like rocking. I'm like, oh, they're supposed to be completely like either strung out or whatever. But I'm like, there's still like 3 hours before midnight.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God, this thing just started. This is like 9 p.m.
Well, it showed them cruising through the streets, which is weird actually, in the beginning, because they're cruising to the venue, drinking, smoking, and shit, but it's already dark out. It's already dark out.
Well, I mean, it gets dark at like, 5:30 during New Year's. I mean, like, it's,
I guess so.
I can.
Even in California land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even out there by California way. So. But like I said, though, these extras are great. There's one. He's my favorite, and I wish, like, I don't know, maybe afterwards we can just throw it on really quick, because I just want to show you this guy, because he's just making the dumbest face ever.
I have it on my laptop. It's okay. Still...
All right, yeah, we're going to go.
It's
like right at the 18-minute mark, and he's not the one predominantly focused on. He's in the background, but just the look on his face, like, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I can get it up, real quickly.
We'll probably all really fucked up, too.
I mean, probably, I heard they, partied their fucking asses off when they're, on Canon, Canon films.
Why not, man?
A lot of blow and shit like that. It's 1980 and shit. Like, it's awesome. Allegedly. So.
Allegedly.
But, at this point, we see Evil going towards the Crawford Sanitarium. They're just straight up not even trying to hide who it is. Like, not... No mystery. Like, this is who he is. This is what he looks like. We don't know who he is, but, like, clearly see what he looks like.
You see his face. You see how he prepares for stuff. They're not
hiding his identity at all, which is, it's interesting.
Yeah, and like I said, like, while I was watching this, not knowing anything about it originally, I was shocked. I'm like, he's almost got more airtime than... He's almost the main character.
Yeah.
Weirdly. I'd say
pretty much he is.
As far as following somebody through a story, you're...
And camera time, and just like...
with him more than anybody else, then really.
I know, Blaze was, she was a main character, but she was not the main character. Yeah. At least that's what
it from her perspective.
And she's in the same spot the whole fucking movie, too.
Exactly. Like, she's in the same spot. You don't see, she's not doing any, you Evil's see, out there
making moves and shit. Living his best life, basically. Right.
Which brings me to a little confusion I had, though, too. It's because I thought this guy was going to be killing. So when he goes to the Crawford Sanitarium, I thought he was in New York.
Me too. I did too.
Okay, because he was killing people at the stroke of midnight. Because
they don't explain
in each time zone. They do not explain it.
They don't explain
I thought he was in New York, and I'm like, how the hell?
Is he going to travel to the next one?
Is that possible? Unless he's Santa Claus. It's fucking Santa Claus.
Yep, going around killing all
the I thought the same exact thing, because they didn't describe it. And then once I realized, I was like, oh, he's got to be in the... He must be in the same place, especially when I thought back to Yvonne. And I was like, okay, they didn't really explain that.
Actually can teleport, which we did talk about earlier.
If he can
actually teleport, then I suppose, he could have done it like that. But so, did you see this guy? This guy that he sneaks past? Dude's wearing a bandana and an old diner hat at the same time.
In the sanitarium.
The dude who's taking out the garbage and stuff like that, he's wearing a bandana and an old diner hat. Like, dude, pick one.
That's right. He's taking the trash out or something, and he kind of sneaks his way in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but this guy has weight. I don't know. I'm upset by the amount of head accessories that this guy has.
Yeah.
Unless,
like, the diner hat's actually made out of paper. Like, some of those, like, In-N-Out hats, you know? Since he only gets one. He needs to protect it from the sweat.
I suppose, but, like,
dude. I have some of those paper hats, so.
But dude, just go back. If you're that, you know, if you're that close to In-N-Out, just go back to In-N-Out.
Like, make one out of newspaper.
Fuck. Yeah, there you go. Like a fucking toy boat, but like a hat. But yeah, so we get in there and
yeah, he's all dressed up like a nurse.
Yeah, he basically dresses up like one. Dude, this fucking One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest bullshit with these fucking patients. My God.
Oh my gosh. Jesus. I was thinking, Christ. Like, even as a nurse, I'm just like looking at that. I'm like, oh, there's so much wrong with this. Yeah. There's like, no one so supervised. Much wrong with this.
Like, there's like one person per like 40 people.
And you look, you know, if you're actually have like a, you know, I've never worked in like an actual like psych ward like that, but I know there's so many restrictions with like just what you can have in there and just certain things, you know,
just giving them random toys and shit,
you know, there's things for like ligature risks and, you know, the people that are like suicidal, homicidal, you got all any type of mental disorder you can have. Right. Like I'm just, it's just funny. Just
no security. No,
as a nurse, I'm just looking, I'm like, this is so funny. Like, just to like even just kind of watch it. They have the doors with the big windows on it. Just kind of, I don't know. I thought it was funny. It made me giggle.
It was really funny.
It made me giggle.
It was really funny. But yeah. So he basically, you know, he changes, does this whole thing where he said he's there to help the shift because obviously they're shorthanded. And of course, like that nurse too, she's like, holy shit, it's just me and her and all these motherfuckers, like, thank God we got somebody else here. Like, she's all about it.
But you know what's hilarious is the fact that she was like, oh, yeah, we get, first of all, A, you would know someone's coming in to help out. But also the fact that she's like, oh, yeah, we could use all the help we can get. Yet both her and the guy don't go out and help. They go and start making out.
Yeah, and drinking.
And just leaving the one nurse.
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah, we can use the help. Oh, wait, but let's go drink and canoodle.
Yeah, the guy's like, oh, I come to help, you know, blah, blah, blah. He lays that charm on thick.
Dude, he's
as soon as he gets there, he busts out the champagne bottle. He's like, you got no someplace we can go to drink on this? She's like,
and she accepts. She's like, instantly.
Hell yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess Kip Niven was really hot in 1980. Like, I don't know. Doing anything for you? No? Yes?
No.
No, not really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Just
wondering. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, his name is Kip Niven. Which is kind of, it's a cute name. It's funny.
It's cute.
It is. It is.
What is Kip short for?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Kipling? Maybe. Kipton?
Kippert.
Kipper?
Kippert.
I don't know, because that one alien on Futurama is named Kip too, isn't it? I think. The one that like hooks up with the Asian chick?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I was thinking Kit Carson for a second. That's different.
Yeah, something else. So Evil's, you know, trying to get laid and everything, and like it's actually going surprisingly well. And we go back and
getting drunk. Are they smoking weed?
No, they don't smoke.
Okay. That'd be just even more.
It's crazy. Like I'm starting to not feel sorry for this nurse as much. Like, if I'm being honest,
yeah,
she obviously
doesn't give a fuck. She leaves that other girl out there who looks pretty young too. She definitely looks like the more experienced, responsible nurse. She's the one going to the freaking the little room to get drunk and bang.
Yeah. But yeah, so we go back to Blaze's thing and. Yeah, it's just more hilarious white people dancing, pretty much. Like, Shadow's playing some, like, bluesy shit, which is kind of sweet.
It was good.
It was sweet.
But to me, it was like
this was supposed to be a punk shit.
Yeah, it was like, way off base. Like, they would not be playing a slow blues jam At a fucking metal punk show.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It makes zero sense.
I like the song. It was actually fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. It was sweet.
It was definitely out of place. But that's when you see everybody, like, swaying back and forth like fucking Goombas and Super Mario. And, like, they're all in a trance or, like, I'm dope or something.
They were all in a trance.
Just for the record, Kyle's talking about the actual Goombas and not just being racist about Italians. So,
right. Yeah. The lizard people.
I just want to make sure.
Once again, I'm not talking about Italians.
They're lizard people, but I do love the fact that they're called Goombas. Because it's okay because you're allowed to be racist about white people. So that's fine. Those are the rules. But yeah, so speaking of racist, so the cops show up. And they basically like at first like the cops are like he's kind of a dick about it because he doesn't like punkers and all that shit.
Yeah,
I guess you could just tell he's one of those like he's really one of those get off my lawn kind of guys.
Definitely.
He just looks like it, you know. But I love what he says to her. He's like, "Oh yeah, you people, you know, create a problem."
Oh, I know. He
and
said
then you
that.
Complain about it.
Yeah.
Like, you people, motherfucker. Like, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is us people?
Who is us people?
Well, yeah. So at this point, Blaze, she calls Bryce and sees what is going. And he kind of starts going,
I need to tell you something. Like a confused dog.
Yeah, me too. Explain this part. And then I'll say what I thought.
Okay. Yes. So it. Okay, so he starts to try to tell her, like, oh, I need to tell you something important. And, of course, like, she ignores him and everything. So they kind of finish up, and then all of a sudden he just starts just munching down fucking pills. Like, out of nowhere. Just all of a sudden.
Eating,
like,
pills.
Yeah, just eating pills.
It was three.
I mean.
Three pills.
Yeah, like, that dose. But, I mean, who knows how much of a fucking Bilbo Baggins he is. Like, that might have been round three or four. Like,
it's
you have
true.
No idea.
It's true. You're right. And, they didn't say what it was, so.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe three is like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should only be taking one of those. But we have no idea what it is. They're just red pills. They're probably fucking Tylenol.
I don't think they were antipsychotics.
I don't think so. Which is, he could have used those, yes. If we could have gotten him some of those, he would have been a lot better. But, yeah, so we go back to, we go back to Evil, and...
But isn't that where he starts wrapping himself in, like...
That comes up a little bit later.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, I was thinking that part, too.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, we're not there yet.
We are getting there. But, so Evil's, you know, he's just getting it. And, what was the name again? Yeah, Nurse Jean. Nurse Jean is just, you know.
She's into it.
She's not a very professional nurse, I can tell you that much. She's, you know, kind of poor at her job, but, you know, making out with her and everything. And here's that it's getting close to midnight. So he's kind of, he's carrying around this, like, giant boombox. Like, he's going to go stand outside somebody's window later. Like, I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but, you know, whatever. So he hits record on that and basically just records himself stabbing her, like, while they're making out at the same time, which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's your guys' take on that, you know?
I thought it was really... First of all, it's just funny, like, how much technology has changed where somebody can just click their iPhone and we're like, he was carrying this giant boombox around and they're like, what is this?
Like I said, but it was like he's going to start blaring Careless Whisper out fucking Blaze's window.
But I did think it was really creepy. Like, mm-hmm. I thought it was, like, super, I'm like, oh, this is a, like, I don't know. This is a sick, sick man.
Yeah,
like, he likes, oh. Like, it's almost like he gets turned on by, like, probably, like, listening to that again. Like, he likes to, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. Probably. I mean, seeing as how he didn't, like, finish what they started, he just killed her in the middle. So he obviously doesn't care about, like, the actual physical act.
He probably finished right there, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even have to go inside.
When the knife entered her.
Yes, exactly.
He finished.
Yeah, exactly. That first one.
That's the type of penetration he likes.
Yeah, that's exactly. The penetration.
That's what he's going
likes.
For. Nice. So, of course, you know, he calls Blaze again and plays the murder for her. And, you know, Blaze is, you know, justifiably so, kind of freaked out by it and everything. One thing that's kind of cool is, like, throughout this whole thing, he tells her where they'll find the body, basically.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was kind of cool. I like that. That was kind of a nice touch, like, just to make sure that it was found. So, like, he told her, like, yeah, look around the whatever sanitarium, the Crawford Sanitarium. There it is.
Well, you know why? First of all, A, I feel like it's like a cat leaving a dead mouse at your doorstep.
Oh, absolutely.
You want people to see it. And he wants, like, you know, first of all, he recorded, obviously, the killings, the audio. But then he was like, oh, by the way, I want you to see that I'm not just...
Yeah,
joking
just,
around
just talking shit.
Like,
yeah.
He got, like, that's his high, and really in, like, 1980, because at first I'm like, dude, that's really stupid, because, you know, they're gonna find evidence and stuff. But I'm like, huh, 1980, I don't even know all the, I mean, the technology was not super great, you know. It's not like
I don't think there was really, like, DNA back in 1980, so
I don't know. I'm sure there was I don't know what was around back then, but
probably.
I know it was much harder. But I don't even know that. Obviously, he didn't care. It sounds like he just gets kind of, like, high off of this, like, hey, I don't know. I have a mental illness and I hate my wife enough to just
scare the shit out of her.
Yeah,
pretty much. So now this is the moment with Bryce.
Okay.
Oh, this
okay.
one.
This
okay.
The moment.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, at this point, you know, after taking all those pills, which were clearly not antipsychotics.
Yes.
For the record. He puts pantyhose on his head like he's going to rob a
red pantyhose.
Red pantyhose.
Yeah. So he puts red pantyhose over his head.
First, he starts, like, wrapping it around his head and, like, chewing on it. And I'm like, that's where I'm tilting my head. Like, what the fuck is this boy's doing?
And here's the thing. Like, I'm thinking that there's somehow either A, I missed something before this that, like, this should have made sense. What did I miss? Or I'm like, they're bound to explain it afterwards.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
prior to this,
happened?
I thought he was a normal, like, well-adjusted kid, but and his mom was maybe the messed up one. But as this happened, I'm like, okay, no.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this was just kind of like, hey, we're just going to add this in just to show you that this kid's messed up.
Did he pierce his own ear?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
When
he was, like,
I missed
stabbing
the when
himself.
After he did that, he, like, had, like, a giant, like, you know, pin or some shit, and, like, put it through his ear, and, like, had blood
on
his shoulder.
Like, while it was all, like,
and, like,
wrapped
on his neck.
He was
he
all
was,
wrapped,
like, wrapped up.
Up
in the fucking in the pantyhose, like he was getting ready to rob a 7-Eleven.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe this was, like...
Well, that makes it even more fucked up.
Yeah.
He's piercing his ear.
And there's no... He
this.
Doesn't say anything. There's no dialogue. It's just a whole, like, minute long just...
Is there supposed
to be... What
the
fuck is wrong with this
not
guy?
Like, not foreshadowing, I don't think is the word, but, like, do you think that's supposed to be, like, hey, this kid's fucked up. Oh, maybe this is his dad. Like, I don't know. Do you think there's... Do you think... I'm just trying to think, like... I'm trying to make sense of this part because it doesn't make sense
that's
to me.
That's where you're fucking up right
there. Yeah. That's your mistake. Sense to me.
I'm overthinking this. I want it to make sense.
What part of Canon Film Group don't you understand?
Apparently a lot. I want it to make sense.
But yeah, I mean, like, I totally feel like he wants to fuck his mom. Like, 100%. To the point where he's even with the roses, he's doing, like, a fucked up version of, like, she loves me not with
who
the
was,
fucking roses
okay.
later
yeah,
on.
That was another thing.
Immediately after.
Whose roses were those? Did he buy those for her? Were those just his mom's? Or, like, where did they come from?
I think
he brought them
did
in
he
the,
bring
like,
them?
Original
he
did, scene.
Yes, he brought
he
them in the first scene.
Like,
he
when he first
I couldn't
and,
remember. He
yes,
brought those?
When he was trying
okay.
to, like, be annoying while she's, like, yeah. clearly running
Mommy,
behind.
I got the part.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you're 20. Shut the fuck up. Sorry, But yeah, like, there's definitely some goofy shit like that going on. So we get back to Evil, And this is where he puts on that goofy fucking mustache.
They're very real looking mustache.
That awesome. Yeah. That,
yes.
That awesome disguise. I'm sorry.
Which still, at this point, I was still questioning how he's traveling from time zone to time zone. So at this point, I'm wondering, why the hell is he doing a disguise if he just committed murder in New York? No one's looking for him in Chicago.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's not like Santa Claus changes out of his red suit when he goes from Detroit to fucking Denver.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Maybe puts on one of those, like, Native American sweatshirts when he goes to Aspen.
Yeah, there you go.
Like the ones that Phil wears? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, like
I
the little...
I think like, Dumb and Dumber, like, when they go there and get decked out in their mountain gear.
The shit with the tassels. A lot of tassels.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of tassels, so... But yeah, so now after that, basically the cops go to Blaze and are like, yeah, this is actually legit. We found Nurse Jean and we kind of got to be worried about this guy. Like, he's not fucking around.
And I was actually surprised. That was another thing that surprised me, too, was the fact that I thought that the cops weren't going to believe her for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, just like how the... Like, because he was just like, meh, you know, you people, you know, whatever. Yeah. Just the way
she had nothing to base it off, just except for a hunch.
So I know he said that, you know, he pointed out the body, you know, it was where the bodies were. So that made the difference. But that was definitely something that caught me off guard. It's like, oh, they believed her, like they investigated and believed her pretty quickly afterwards. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, you gotta believe me, like, please. Like, yeah. She didn't have to prove herself. To be believed, I guess.
One thing that is, like, pretty interesting about this movie, too, is that you don't have that, like, characters being dumb for no reason, you know? Like, there's really not...
Exactly,
like,
there's not.
Like, everybody's pretty competent, honestly. I mean, there's a bunch of goofy shit and whatever, but...
Except, like, the nurse, like, I thought she was weird, you know?
Well, she was the worst nurse.
I think she was the worst one out of all of them.
But it's usually always, like, you have the stupid cops. Like, the stupid cops is such a trope in fucking horror movies, you know? But this one, they're actually, like... weren't stupid and were, you know, pretty much on top
of it. Yeah, they were taking it seriously from that point on, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, so I guess there's a birthday party going on at a disco that Evil goes and checks out.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when he's talking to this blonde chick that he picks up. I love when he's talking to her. Did you guys catch where he said that they were going to go?
Eric Estrada.
Yeah, they said there was a party at Eric Estrada's house. You know who Eric Estrada is?
No.
Okay, you remember the show Chips?
No.
About the motorcycle cops?
Was he on Love Boat, too?
I don't think he was.
Oh, God, I don't know. Like, how long ago are we talking?
70s. We're talking like 70s.
Yeah, no, I don't know it.
But definitely Chips, for sure.
Yes, but yeah, Eric, he was Ponch. So.
Yeah. He was in also like a lot of those VH1 reality shows in like the early 2000s.
Yeah, he was on some of those. think 70s Mario Lopez.
Oh, really?
There you go. Yeah.
Like that kind of like character, like women loved him. Like they're all about Punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but yeah. So he basically tells this chick that there's a party at Eric Estrada's house and that they're gonna go.
Well, because he said he was like he's like an investor, like he was just you know.
It's like, yeah, I manage people's business. Like,
something real generic, enough to make her seem like he makes a good living for himself, but super generic so you can't tell what he does.
Yeah.
Also, question. Is this somebody that Blaze knew, or was this some random? Because I don't know the relationship between... Because I thought he was going to always kill people that she knew, but I don't think that's not the case.
Well, I don't think Blaze knew Nurse Jean either.
I know. I was trying to like think like maybe she knew of her, like because, you know, I think he was...
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
I mean,
but because at the end they say their relationship, but I don't think... Because as I went, I'm like, God, I thought... He was going to be attacking more people that she legit knew. And I don't know. That's another thing that caught me off guard.
Yeah, I don't get it. But yeah, so he ends up picking up this chick. Like, once again, like, this guy. Jesus.
Rico Suave.
I know, right? I mean, it is the mustache. Maybe he knew he needed the mustache for, you know, the place he was going, but I don't, yeah. I don't know, whatever. But so but he,
you're right about, sorry to interrupt, no, you're right about, like, you said all the people seemed pretty smart, because for how annoying that girl was, she was like, it wasn't like she played the dumb girl, like, oh, I'm going to go with a stranger. She's like, oh, I'm taking my friend because...
She did, yes.
Because, you know, I'm not going to leave alone with a stranger, and which is another thing that's like, you know, you're not having these stupid characters that are like going in the dark alley by themselves, or like, you know, yeah. you have yes. people that are actually, they're actually like... realistic things that people would do. You're not like, yeah. you moron, why would you do this? Yeah. It's like, oh.
She was kind of a ditz, but she was smart enough to bring her friend.
To bring her friend.
She wasn't stupid.
She was a ditz with some street smarts.
Yeah. A little bit, but as soon as they got in the car, I wanted him to kill both of them.
Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
The other one, was to me, was fine.
The other one was like, I'm frustrated with my friend.
Yes, this other chick just won't shut the fuck up.
I don't even want to be here, but she's my friend.
She's talking about like... how she writes haikus, and apparently transcendental meditation cures nervous diarrhea. Like, I didn't know that.
And then she throws her friend under the bus like, yeah, you've had diarrhea. Yeah. Stop it.
It cured her nervous diarrhea. She's like, stop. Yeah. Like, shut up.
I don't even know this guy.
Dookie shoes. Like, you're all right over there.
Yeah.
But, oh my God.
Then, of course, when she asked it, make a pit stop, you know what she's gonna do. And the guy, he even says, like, after you're done getting out of the bathroom, why don't you pick up a big bottle of champagne?
Yeah. And he like basically like gives her like a hundo, I think. Something like
he
that.
He did, yeah.
Which, I don't know, 1980, like,
get a nice bottle of champagne.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Nowadays with that.
Yeah, so he gets the one out of the car and then strangles the annoying one with the bag. Thank God. She's out of
the room. Bag of weed, nonetheless. He's like, you want to smoke some grass? Yeah, check out this like, Colombian.
He's like, you want to smoke a number? And I was like, wait, what?
Like, he's got like half an eighth in like a 2 gallon bag.
It's so funny. It's such a small amount of weed in such a giant bag. It's fantastic.
Because you can see the weed in the bag. Like, yeah, she's choking on it pretty much. Like,
I think some of it goes in her mouth. Yeah. She definitely gets a beater up her nose or something like that. But yeah, I don't know. Just that whole, like, smoke a number. Like, that was the first, like, this movie is, like, the first time I've ever heard that.
I don't think I've ever heard that. Like, of
all the weed lingo, like, I've heard over the years, yeah. I've never heard, you want to smoke a number. But yeah, so, yeah, so he ends up killing the other one while he's hiding in the dumpster, which is really fun.
Yeah, that threw me. I did not think that was going to happen.
Well, like, he was leaving shoes behind like a demented Cinderella. Like, what the fuck is he doing?
But, I mean, he wanted people to find the body the last time. Like I said, he's like a cat showing his dead mouse to the front door. Like, that's what I thought maybe he was doing. Yeah. So it really did catch me off guard because you didn't see the car. So I thought he maybe just dumped her and drove away. And honestly, I thought, okay, maybe he just wants to kill the one girl and she was annoying anyway, so kill her off. And then I thought, honestly, that was the reason he sent her into the, you know, send the other girl and just, okay, hey, buy this while you're in there, drove off. But I did think, I'm like, well, he has a witness, you know, she knows what he looks like.
Exactly.
But I still, for some reason, just, I wasn't expecting when he opened that dumpster.
No.
I have me neither. Because it would have made sense, too, if he wants people to find him, to leave that trail so she could find her friend and then, you know, call the cops and they'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you would still have a witness. She did see his face. Yeah, you did. You would have a witness.
But he did have the mustache on.
I know.
He looks totally different.
He's unrecognizable.
Yeah, did you lose that? Oh, God. But yeah, so after that, Evil calls Blaze again. Yeah, does his usual spiel. And
well, I don't think we
costume change.
If people didn't watch this, I don't think we didn't explain what happens when she leaves. Like, did we explain that she followed her friend's those shoes to the dumpster, thinking she'd see the dead body, and then when she opens it up, he just has like a
he has a lighter
with his face lit up, and that. That was actually, I'm like, ooh, that was a good touch. That was scary. Yeah. Like, just kind of like, and then he just pulls her,
hilariously pulls her into the dumpster.
Which I think that would be hard, no?
I mean,
like, he's stepping on garbage and a body, like, he's like, hey, come over, like, I don't know, like, she has to be really close, like, she could have just, like, ran. No?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, probably.
I mean, he's got a lid on top of him. Like,
it was kind of quick. He just popped out and just, gotcha, bitch. You know, and like, fucking just, you know, dragged her into the fucking dumpster.
I know.
Like,
did you guys notice, though, when, as she was following the trail of clothes and stuff to the dumpster, there was like the Friday the 13th type thing? And I don't know the timeline, but like.
The noise?
Yeah, like how Friday the 13th.
Oh, you think there was kind of like a.
Yes! That's what I noticed.
But he does like,
That happened in a couple different times in the movie.
Yeah.
A couple different times. And I noticed that.
I caught that a couple times. I'm like, that is totally just like Friday the 13th. They're not saying the same thing, but just that.
It was. It was
I could be wrong, but I think this, I want to say this movie was released like late 1980, you know, for like being the.
In December time, like for like the December. New year. Yeah.
So, and once again, I could be wrong with this, but I mean, Friday the 13th did release like earlier that summer. So they probably saw that. And I mean, this was one of those, like slasher, that's a slasher. Let's just do that and, you know, figure out something. So,
like, I think they only did it in, it's not like Friday the 13th where they did that like every time the killer was there, but it was definitely like I remember it at least like in two different occasions.
Yes, there's and I'm at like, least two. Where okay. I was like, ooh, I gotta do that because we did the Friday the 13th episode.
Yes, previous episode. But but yeah, no, I mean, I actually didn't catch that.
I can't believe you didn't catch that.
Which was weird.
Because I was like, ooh.
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I was really tired when I was watching this last night, if I'm being honest. So, like, yeah, it might have just gone over my head. And I was trying to do, like, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I noticed the James Earl Jones Darth Vader fucking voice. So, I mean, if they're going to put that in, I'm like, yeah, why not? Might as well throw some Friday the 13th kind of offshoot thing in as well. Why not? But so you know, he changes again, and this time he's dressed up like a priest, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, but did I had this written down because when the cops were going to that dumpster, he's just standing outside of his trunk with his shirt off, like changing his clothes.
Yeah.
And like,
dude, it was the 80s.
Yeah.
What's this guy doing? Yeah, it's fine.
It's suspicious to say the least.
It's suspicious, but they already had the cherries going as they were going by. So
they were already beeline, and I think they already had like, I'm sure he already called and said, hey, look at the dumpster, and they're just probably because they knew they were going to find something.
He told Blaze.
He told Blaze,
and then she told that one cop, and then told them.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, like the cops, I gotta say, like they're on top of it. Mm-hmm. Like those guys immediately show up and find the bodies, and you know, get right back to them. I was like, yeah, like we found two more. Like this is it. So, like, dude's legit. So this is when he gets into it with a bunch of bikers.
Yeah.
Which I feel like this is just so random, but like, just like, yeah, hazards of living in LA.
Did he hit one? Is that what happened? What happened?
Yeah, he hit one.
He didn't hit, not at first,
but like he was going and like something, I don't remember exactly what happened.
Because it was fast.
He did hit one.
He like rear-ended the biker by, I think it was
accident. That's what it was.
Pretty sure it was accident.
I mean, no one, not that he's in his right mind, but would fuck up some biker's bike amongst a pack of them. You're gonna get
you got a pack
killed,
of bikers.
I was gonna say, is that the right word? Like a murder of crows? It's just a pack of bikers.
I think so.
Okay. We should call it a diesel. Like
a diesel?
A diesel of bikers.
A diesel of bikers?
I don't know. But yeah, so he escapes into the drive-in, which is sweet. Like, I like any movie that features a drive-in. Like, I'm down.
Yeah, what was the name of that movie? Blood Feast or something?
Yeah, it was Blood Feast.
Yeah.
No, that's a real movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it came out in, like, 1960, I believe. So it was like one of the first like.
So naturally, just, it'd still be in the movie theater.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like us drive-ins play movies drive-ins. All the time. Yeah, they can do whatever they want. Drive-ins
will play whatever the fuck.
They'll play anything. It doesn't matter.
So, I mean, hell, the one by us like does like Retro Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, so he escapes in the drive-in, and then he ends up he kills one of the bikers. Which is kind of funny because yeah. he's trying to do like the whole like priest thing. He's like, I'm a man of God.
I'm a man of God.
I know.
And then he stabs him. Immediately shanks him, which is great. And then basically steals a car and kidnaps a girl who was messing around with her boyfriend, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, yeah, we're getting closer to Aspen's midnight. And they're still skiing around with torches and just, you know, I guess that's what they do there. But luckily for the girl, she ends up being able to escape into the park. And it's actually two drunk assholes that stop the car and then end up, like, telling the cops, like, hey, yeah. went that way.
Mm-hmm.
And basically end up saving her. So, so the cops scare him off. He runs off. And then, you know, after...
Pretty so much. He didn't kill anybody at Aspen at that point.
He fucked up. He fucked up. So, but and it's at this point too, which is, you know, a smart thing to do.
He killed the biker.
Yeah, he killed the biker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't get a chance to record it though.
That was an extra.
That was like a bonus. Yeah. Like he wanted to kill like the cute blonde chick.
And, that was like, you know, I got to kill this guy to keep on killing.
That is kind of fucked up though. Like, I don't know, like when they were driving and everything, he just keeps like showing her the knife and she's like, I'll let you fuck me and like shit like that. And he's just like,
that goes to show too why he's like, he gets nothing from sex, mm-hmm. you know, even like,
which is funny too, because
like, I tried that earlier, it didn't work
because he stole that car that she was in with her like boyfriend or whoever that guy was. Yeah. She's like, No, we're not going to do it.
Oh, the irony.
He kicks him out of the car, steals it, and then she's like, I'll have sex with you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's life and death.
She's trying not to get murdered, I guess. Right. Like, so.
I mean, I get it.
I mean, it was worth a shot. She's cute, you know. Like, she's like, I could probably pull this off. I could probably bang my way out of this.
I did feel like... She had some time to get out of that car.
I was thinking that too. Like the whole time when he was
stopping at stopplights and shit.
When he first got into that car and threw the guy out.
Yeah.
I was like, God, I just.
He takes like a whole moment to like shake him down and be like, give me the fucking keys and like do all the shit. And she's just sitting there like she's in a
trying to. She like gets in the back
of her shirt.
Who gives a shit? Like, who cares if your tits are out? Get out of the car. Like, get out of the car. Doesn't matter. Take care of your tits once you're outside the car.
Yeah. Okay? Just run while you're running away. Car.
Yeah. While you're running away towards the concession stand, like, you can take care of your tits then. Like,
mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of the car.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. So, but, you know, it doesn't matter if she ends up escaping. And, like we said, the cops scare him off. And then this is immediately after where the cop who was hanging out at Blaze's show decides to basically seal it off. Which, another thing, like, that's a good idea. That's mm-hmm. cops not being stupid, which is surprising in movies, but, yeah, that's good. So, we go back, we see Bryce just creeping around, he's still got the pantyhose on his head for some fucking reason.
Does he?
Yeah, he's just, you know, that's what Bryce does. So, that's his thing.
I didn't know that was what he did until he did it, and I was like, whoa. No description, no nothing.
No ramp up, no nothing. We're just going straight to this.
Oh, okay, all right.
No, he is not robbing a 7-Eleven either, so okay. But yeah, so we get to the building, and of course, Evil just bashes this cop with a brick and just steals his clothes.
Yeah.
Just to get him to the hotel.
Like, tricks him from, like, behind that... post in the parking garage. Yeah, or something.
Hey, I see a drunk.
Hey, there's a drunk guy over there.
Yeah,
the cop's like, oh, what?
I was like, oh, I'm gonna kick his ass.
But first of all, when they say there's a drunk, how about all the people that are drunk and high inside there?
Yeah.
Like, who cares if there's
who gives a shit?
Who cares?
Oh, good.
I want to know if there's a guy with blood on his shirt and a knife running around. You know?
Because you're right. I'm like, there's just a drunk. I'd be like, Well, I don't hear him. I don't know. Like, to me, I'd be like, get a cab.
That guy over there, he's drunk.
Where is he?
That's not committing a crime. Sorry.
So he's just drunk, like, out in the world. Like, who gives a shit? Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. It works. The cop's stupid. So
the one thing, though, that I didn't like, that I thought was off, was so he goes in the cop's, like, you know, he puts on the cop's clothes, mm-hmm, and he just, like, you know, walks in confidently. And I'm just like, do the cops not know each other? They're just like, you know, you just see another. I don't know. It was just weird for me. I'm like, oh, you don't stop. You don't look. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that is.
I mean, it's.
I guess
it's L.A., so, like, there's a lot of different, like, precincts and districts and shit like that.
And I guess if you could do anything possible with confidence and get away with it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody respects the yellow vest, so nobody questions it. Mm-hmm. You can just do whatever you want. But, so he gets in the hotel, and the cop and Blaze go back up to her room. She gets in a fight with Bryce, probably because, you know, she wanted to change her pantyhose, and, well, no, that's a problem, so, whatever.
But, covered in spit.
Yeah, they're covered in spit, and there's a bunch of holes in them, but, okay, whatever.
Blood?
Yeah.
The hell'd you do?
Yeah, right, like, what are you doing up here? But whatever, so, yeah, he goes off, but, so, yeah, this is when, yeah, Evil just steps out, and now he's finally wearing a mask.
Yeah.
After doing all this shit, now is when he finally decides to put a mask on.
And that mask scared the shit out of me.
It is unsettling.
I was like, oh my God. I'm like, oh, no, well, now this is creep. Like, I mean, he was creepy to begin with, but now that just, like, escalated like that. I'm like, oh no.
Is that supposed to be something? It looks like a clown Richard Nixon.
It looks like Richard Nixon. I expected him to come up like, I didn't kill anybody.
Right.
Who was president at that time? In
1980? We were getting into Reagan at that point, were we?
No, Reagan was 80. Gerald. Well, I know no, 80, he was 80. Was
Gerald Ford? Yeah. Yeah, it was probably Ford still at that point. Yeah, Watergate already happened, so.
Yeah, I don't think Nixon was a president he was, then.
No, he wasn't. Let's see.
Yeah, because I think, I think because Watergate was like.
Oh, maybe it was. If it was Reagan, it would just happened. Because Reagan was, I feel like he was president in 88 when I was born. I think so. Okay. I don't know. Either way, it doesn't matter. It wasn't. Nixon. Okay. I just didn't know if it was a.
It was probably. It might have been Ford, maybe, like finishing off because he had to step up once, Watergate happened and everything.
How about Carter? When was Carter?
Carter was earlier. I feel like. I could be wrong though. Ah, God.
It doesn't matter.
Public school.
It doesn't matter. Go on.
Yeah, I'm gonna say either Jimmy Carter or Gerald Ford.
Okay. Well, while you look that up, so like I said, he steps out, he's wearing a mask. It's weird that now he's doing it, but just immediately takes it off.
Jimmy Carter.
It is Jimmy Carter. All right, nice. All right, Jen. Okay. So this is when we find out, though, that he's Blaze's husband. Mm-hmm. He's married to Blaze.
I knew it.
What the fuck?
I knew it.
But,
Did you guys know it? Or did you guys think of any? Or did any of you, like, think
figured,
that? Or?
I kind
of
figured the first time I saw it. I was like, okay. Like,
I was shocked, be honest. Sometimes I don't try to figure out movies.
Yeah, like, the first time, I don't know. Like, it depends. But, I think I'm pretty sure. Either that or, like, boyfriend, you know, whatever. Like, because, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, or somebody that she knew. Or like a brother. Somebody, yeah. Some yes. Sort of
so
like.
If I gave it like any like thought whatsoever, it would probably would have been like, yeah, they know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they end up kind of separating and whatever. And somehow he's able to hack into the security feed. I don't. Okay.
Yeah, sure. He's some kind of, like, wizard with electronics.
Yeah, it's, it's like, okay, whatever. But it's also at this time that the cops figure out who he is, because he had left his car at the drive-in when he stole the other one. Mm-hmm. So the whole time he was just driving his own car around while he's doing all this shit, which isn't exactly the smartest shit, but especially if you're rich, you could just like buy another like a shitty car to fucking do this shit in. Or
and
like,
they didn't know how he got in there. Like they're like, hey, how'd you, you know, the whoever yeah, that, the one that cop, one bodyguard that one or cop
was highly suspicious of how he got in, which is good. It's another example of the cops not being idiots in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is
really anybody not being an idiot, which I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't think about it until now. Very
competent in this movie mm-hmm. for the most part, you know, except for Nurse Jean. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody else is pretty competent, which is surprising.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times these movies don't work if people are too smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good. So he, this is one. Yeah. I mean, speaking about him being a fucking whiz with, you know, technical skills. This is when he starts fucking with the elevator with that cop and Blaze inside. Which apparently, in order to make an elevator go up and down, all you gotta do is just take little clips and put it on different parts of the control panel.
Jam screwdrivers.
And jam like screwdrivers into
sockets
it.
Sockets and stuff.
And that'll make it just jam shit in there until and just see what happens, I guess, is the rule with elevators.
What that shows me that this was all entirely premeditated. He must have. He had to have practiced this, or he works for an elevator company because nobody else would do that. YouTube wasn't around. Yeah. YouTube doesn't show you how to manipulate elevators. Well, yeah. I don't know, Mike, but
that motherfucker had to go to the library.
So, all right. Yeah.
See, back in the 90s, we had libraries for But. Yeah, so he stops messing with it, and this is basically just when he goes into the elevator, like he boots that cop in the face too, because they're all like fucked up from shaking around and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gives him a pretty decent boot just to make sure he stays down, and he just lays it all out to Blaze. He's basically like this. He's doing like an incel open mic with her. Like it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. So he's like, he's fed up and like thinks you're, you know, she's cheating on him probably with the dude who looks like Bernie. You know, would be my guess. And basically, apparently
he cheated on her with the nurse before he murdered her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he tried to cheat on her with two other chicks.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I don't understand at this point, like, why he's so upset about anything. Like, he's just literally just out there in LA, just living his best life, you know, just hooking up with different chicks, like. His wife, you know, I mean, she's off doing New Year's Eve shows and stuff. Like, I don't know. She expects him to be in Palm Springs all coked out and whatever. Like, dude, what's the problem? Like, you're fine. He's like, oh, he's like, you took my balls. Like, took my fucking balls. Like, she gives him an allowance, I guess.
Well, that's a pretty good allowance if you're doing coke in Palm Springs.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, once again, what's the problem? Like, there's nothing wrong with a sugar mama. Like, oh.
Yeah, with that whole speech, I'm like, whoever wrote this movie definitely had some pretty bad relationships or something.
Yeah.
To be the whole guiding force for this guy to be doing all this killing is just because he thought some woman emasculated him or took his balls or whatever the fuck he's trying to say there.
I'm like,
it's really somebody's emotions are really coming through here.
But the fact too that he said something along the side, like he talked to his son before. I wonder, he was saying he was talking to his son before he even saw his wife in the elevator.
Okay.
Like he met and you wonder what that discussion was
because
he talked about something like he talked with him. I don't know if it was on the phone or in person, but they didn't touch on it a lot. Like
apparently they mentioned going to the Rose Bowl.
Oh my God.
And you can just go to the Rose Bowl. Like you're that kind of rich. Like, maybe you should shut the fuck up.
Okay? Which is also hilarious that he thinks he's not going to get caught and go to jail before he goes to the Rose Bowl.
He was upset by the fact, too, that she didn't care about him getting the part. It's like the part in whatever the movie or TV show.
Yeah, he basically says that, like, he didn't use, like, their name and everything, so, like all this stuff. Which is sweet, but it's like, dude, kid, have some kind of sense of timing when you need to talk to your mom about this stuff.
Yeah, you're getting her literally 5 minutes before showtime, and you try to break this to her and expect her to just fall to her knees and, like, you know, fucking kiss your
feet. Start the show!
Yeah, exactly.
Start the show late.
Oh, my God.
The kid's a selfish prick.
Yes.
So's the guy.
Yeah, they both are. They all
Blaze is just doing her job.
But they skew it to where they're trying to, you know.
Yeah.
It's all her fault.
It's all for her fault that I'm killing all these people.
Yeah, this movie.
Look what you made me do.
Yeah.
Doesn't make guys look good.
No.
It's not great. It doesn't paint us in a very positive light. Whatever. So
Kevin's like, whatever.
I give a shit. So it's at this point where he attaches her to the elevator and then just kind of starts sending her up and down and just kind of like,
yeah,
it's kind of just fucking with her, honestly.
I thought
Mr. Evil's Wild Ride.
I thought that he was going to bring her up and then drop her all the way down and smash her.
That's what I kind of thought too.
Yeah, wasn't take that it all the way up and smash her. One.
Wasn't that like I thought that was the plan.
I mean, I think it was, but he, he ends up getting interrupted as well.
Because the cops find him.
Yeah, the cops find him.
So bullets start hitting that circuit board.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Yes. Yep.
And also there's that couple in the elevator too.
I know.
Who's like all like junked out and everything. They look all junked out. And like the one dude's just like, yeah, there's some fucking shit going around here. And like
he just hears her screaming.
Yeah, like, as the elevator's just going up and down and not stopping at any floors.
But this is when the elevator goes up and somehow she sees Yvonne. She's like strung up at the very top of the elevator.
It's like
shaft.
He set her up like in the he like
that's
hit her in
right.
the elevator.
It was like, okay, so that's what happened to that woman.
Yeah. Which is that's such a random weird place to stash a body, but
yeah.
And like how do you do like,
that's what I say, it sounds like it's a pain
in the
ass.
This guy knows like the ins and outs of elevators.
Yes, he definitely has some kind of familiarity with the elevator business. So it's at this point he has a shootout with the cops. And
That, though, I think the last time he spoke to his wife, though, I had written down what I thought was the best quote of the movie.
Okay.
Was him saying, I can hear your heart beating. I don't like that.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Fantastic. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cold.
Oh, my God. That's right.
I can hear your heart beating. I don't like
that. It is pretty bad.
It's like, whoa. This guy's ice.
Yeah. But yeah, so the cops end up shoot the transformer, which stops the elevator, and, go after him. Because, in movies, you want to either stop something from doing something or get it to do something. You just shoot it. That's fine. Then it works perfectly fine. But, they chase him up to the roof, and basically, he puts the mask back on. I don't remember the exact quote, but quotes some Hamlet and then just kind of jumps off. And this shot of the body falling is fucking amazing. It's hysterical because it's clearly a dummy. It's clearly a dummy falling, and I love it. It might be my favorite shot of the movie. It's like somebody just like dropped it, and it's just not moving at all, like the whole fall. It's so great.
He was totally at peace and comfortable with what he was doing.
But yeah, so the cop, the main cop, he's just kind of looking, looking down, and like there was a part of me that kind of wanted him to do a Point Break where he just takes his badge and just throws it off the roof too, and he's just like, he's not coming back, and just walk away and just walk out of the movie. But, he doesn't. So, Evil's, splat on the ground. And then Bryce just kind of takes his dad's mask and drives away in the ambulance with the mask on, and
that was awesome. In the back, honestly, know, that
after
didn't.
He killed the driver. So
yeah. Well, and here's the funny thing: I thought something was gonna be like happen, but that twist, I did not know that was gonna happen. So when he kind of like took the mask, I was like, oh, is there gonna be like a sequel, no, like exactly, type of thing? Like I thought, like
it's, you would think,
I'm like okay, well this kid's definitely crazy. You know, he got the dad's genes, but like I thought for like when she was in the ambulance, like I did not like think, I was like, oh, oh, that's awesome. That's a great way to end this. Like,
exactly.
Usually I'm good with like, I mean, I'm not always good with endings, but sometimes I'm like, oh, like I could have thought of a better ending, or I could have like, I don't know. I tend to think about that a lot, but this one, I was like, oh, I wouldn't have thought to do this, but this is good. Mm-hmm. Like this is the way to end
it's
this.
It's a primo ending.
It is a good, good ending.
I like that. I didn't see that one coming either.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, damn, Bryce. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh.
But yeah, and then just roll credits. And God damn it, holy shit, we got to listen to this fucking song one more time. Yeah. As the credits roll. I'm just like, son of a bitch.
I was pumped about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a riff. I know,
you're all about it. Here comes the riffs.
So, but then this is where, like, and I don't remember where in the movie, obviously, is at the end, but, you know, we knew that she knew Yvonne, but then this is where, like, the nurse, like, oh, he was a patient at that sanitarium.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
That's why,
we didn't mention that.
You know.
That's why he went there to kill
That's
someone.
Why he went there. Now, they didn't say the relationship with the nurse, because clearly the nurse didn't know him.
No, there was no.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. She must nurse, have been new or something.
She's working night shift.
She's new.
She's probably within her first month. Yeah.
She's new. But, like, so it was just kind of like he went there just to, I don't know, just mark his territory or something. Who knows? Because she obviously didn't know him. But then, like I said, I was trying to, the other ones were just, I think, just crimes of opportunity, because they didn't really, from that time forward, I didn't at least recall them finding out some sort of relationship between the other ones. Or like even like an affinity to the spot, you know, he didn't know the nurse.
Yeah, there wasn't a reason for him to go to the disco, you know.
Yeah, like what happened at the disco, I don't know. Yeah. Did he meet his wife there? I don't know. They didn't really say anything.
Something. I mean,
but
like,
but they didn't like, I don't know if I missed something. Like, I didn't know if
I don't think so.
It.
I think it was just, the only one he had a connection to was, I think,
you
just the
sanitarium. I did too, but I don't think there was anything.
Yeah. It was just another spot to go.
Same with the Colorado. What was his original intent? Where'd you pick up that girl? Oh, that was the drive-in.
The drive-in,
which he didn't mean to go there, but it was just a.
That was just
a decent place to hide, I guess. But you're still.
Yeah, I wonder what
yourself,
his original plan wearing the priest outfit was supposed to
curious.
Be.
It
doesn't really say
they
what
don't
it was.
Say.
Yeah, because we never
he
really
had
get
something
into
in
that.
Mind.
He was going
to
do something
to wear that, wearing that priest outfit. Whatever it was, probably going to be good.
Oh my God! We should open up that for discussion. Like, what? First of all, that would be 11 p.m. because that would be right. So, what would you be doing at 11 p.m. in a priest outfit?
Right.
Like. There's is there like midnight mass on New Year's Eve? Is there a New Year's mass? I'm sure there is somewhere. There's gotta be.
I could see them doing something annoying.
But then he would be hosting the New Year's mass, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Well, that could have been part of his angle. He could have been like, oh, I've got to go get to church. Can I please have a ride? You know, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you see a Padre just standing out there. You're like, whatever. You're like, all right, I'm not going to really worry about this.
This
guy's
safe.
I'm too old to be an altar boy, so I think I'm all right.
He's one with God. Like, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right.
It could have been.
Maybe something along those lines.
I wonder what distracted him.
Or even just in
general. To hit that biker, too. Maybe he was smoking out of that death weed.
The death weed. But even, but maybe if, because, oh, God, I want to know now. That's like a whole chapter of this movie that just wasn't written.
Yeah, what was he thinking? What was going through his head?
Or maybe he put that on because, you know, he just killed people. Like, if he's wearing this, maybe that's not his alibi, but people are less likely to believe, hey, I'm a I'm a priest. You know what I mean?
I'm a man of God.
I'm a man of God. Like,
see, I immediately become suspicious of that, but that's just, you know, that's just me, though. That's just my own bullshit.
I agree. But, you know, oh, man.
Especially,
yeah.
Especially that late out at night. He's like, cruising with bikers.
Yeah.
Well, he's got like, a knife on him.
What is he doing?
Was he looking up at him? Oh, gosh, I wish I remembered this. Was he like, when he was in his car, was he like looking up anything or any, like before he?
I don't think so.
I can't remember.
I'm guessing his pants were still sticky from the two girls he just killed. And he's just trying to readjust.
Yeah. No, I just can't. I feel like my head is making up like a, like I said, I'm trying to make sense of something that is probably not supposed to make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they thought about it that hard making the movie, but we're thinking harder than they are.
But that's yeah. But that's the best part. Like, just leave like it blood open
and
for
garbage and fucking
to leave it just completely open.
Weed.
Yeah, weed. Smells like he smells like garbage, weed, and jizz.
Blood.
Hey, Yankee Candle, get on that. So
whatever.
Ew.
Whatever vodka drink or whatever the hell he was drinking at the bar.
Yeah. It's like a, you know, vodka and lime with maybe club soda or something like that. I don't know.
He might have had more champagne too. She bought that expensive bottle.
Yeah. That was probably it. He probably
been drinking the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
Right? That's why he ran into
that. He's been getting steadily more and more that's drunk. That's why he fucked up.
Biker, yeah,
by the end of it, that's why he fucked up.
Just figured it out. Yeah. And we don't see him like after he kills both of them. Like, he could have just been chugging that bottle of champagne too.
Yeah.
This is like, yeah, I got two more. And he's just going to town. And then, you know, after
that, in fact,
he
could have
bumps into a biker,
mm-hmm.
bumps into a priest, kills the priest.
Puts on the priest. Get out.
Damn it.
Takes the priest's wine, drinks that. That's why he fucked up. He was drunk driving. He hit the fucking biker. And that's what fucked up his whole plan.
Oh, my gosh. And he wasn't afraid of getting caught for the murders. He was getting afraid of caught for DUI.
Yeah. We figured it out.
Nice.
We did it.
Good job, guys. I want to see the director's cut of New Year's Evil, where it has all this stuff included.
Hell yeah. We're right.
Or where's the damn sequel? Where's New Year's Evil 2?
Honestly, there should have been another one.
They should have.
It was good enough. I mean, yeah. Totally.
And it just completely, it leaves it wide open.
Yeah. The mask is there.
There you go. There you go, Bryce. Pick it up and run with
that
it.
That mask could have gone through at least 6 sequels.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it would have been very similar to, like, Friday the 13th.
And the kid is, like, I feel like that's his, like, I mean, that's not his villain origin story, because clearly the kid's been messed up forever, but, like, the taking of, like, the, like, I just felt like that was such, like, a big move, like.
Yeah, it's like a passing of the torch.
It was a passing of the torch, like, and he's young enough where there can be several sequels if you did it right.
Yeah.
You know.
And then keep him as the main killer, like Jason was, and.
There you go.
Like, Mrs. Voorhees
was in the first one. For
the first one.
In some alternate reality, we have like 12 of those movies.
Mm-hmm. And only one Friday the
13th.
But also, that would be, I would love to see a prequel of that movie too, because I feel like the kid, like, you're like, this kid's just, like, this kid is so messed up, but like, show me why. I don't know. Like, it would be good for a prequel, too. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, what could have been?
Although, it could have been. It could either be really good or it could be bad. Like, you know, always the mom going, you're catching me 1 minute before I go on stage.
Yeah, I know, right? She's just constantly.
Mommy!
Just him being annoying.
Mommy.
Him being fucking annoying and messing with her career.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Bryce. but that's pretty much it. That's New Year's Evil. So
overall, I really enjoyed this.
Final thoughts.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this movie. It was a quick movie, but it really kind of just surprised me with like everything about it. Like, you know, the fact that, like I said before, the fact that they spent so much time on the killer, like, he's almost the main, he quite literally is the absolute main character. You know who he is the whole time. You just don't know the relationship. Mm. You know, the people I thought were going to be bigger main characters in the beginning of the movie turned out to be literally like extras, essentially.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
glorified extras.
Glorified extras.
I think featured extras is the term.
Yeah, most of them, I don't really think they have actual lines, but there's talking.
I don't even know if I see them inside at the show.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, just, it would have been, I like it because I think that if I wrote a horror movie, I wouldn't have thought to do it anyway like that. Mm. And so I like that. I like that fact that I'm like, wow, I would have never done it that way, but I love how they did it.
Mm. And just for the hell of it, in case anybody hasn't seen this, Amanda, where'd you watch it?
I watched it right on YouTube.
Right on YouTube. Full mm-hmm. movie, right there on YouTube.
Full movie on YouTube.
Just up there for anybody that wants to watch it. And you definitely should, because this movie's awesome. All right, what do you got, Kyle?
Oh, I thought it was great. Same reasons Amanda said. It was different. And even my girlfriend came by occasionally as I was watching it and said, watch some with me. And she's like, see, if the movies you like to watch are all like this, I'd be down. I'm like, well, they pretty much are. They pretty much are like this. This isn't really that special, but it is good.
We get down to the bare bones. Like,
I mean, I've watched way worse movies for sure. But, if they're too out there, too stupid or crazy, she's not really into it, but she kind of got invested in this one a little bit. Nice. And ended up finishing it with me.
Oh, no shit.
That was kind of cool. And so if you keep an open mind and, you know, just sit down and enjoy, it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, same. Like, I love this movie. It actually had been a while since I watched it, so it was nice to get back. This is one I'll throw on, like, not every year, but, like, every couple years. Mm-hmm. You know, get around New Year's, I'm like, I gotta fucking watch New Year's Evil, you know? But, yeah, I mean, all in all, this is, definitely recommend.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. For somebody who really was never a huge movie watcher before doing this, it's one that I think that really anybody, even if you don't like old, you know, if it's, you know, watching old movies isn't your thing, it's just enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
It is one to watch.
Yeah. But at the same time, I like it. I like to, because, you know, as far as that, you know, like, yes, this movie came out in 1980. But, you know, like, I've heard Tom Savini say before, you know, like, you haven't seen it before, it's new to you,
mm-hmm.
you know? So,
yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's, you know, from 1980 or from 2024,
mm-hmm.
you know? So.
Yeah, it was great.
But, yeah, so, thank you guys for checking us out and hanging out and listening to us talk shop about New Year's Evil. And, we will catch you next time with our... believe we're going to be doing a Valentine's Day episode.
Nice.
So it will either be My Bloody Valentine from 1981 or My Bloody Valentine from, I believe, 2009. I haven't decided yet, but it'll be one of those. So once again, thank you. And on behalf of Lobotomized, I'm Kevin.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Kyle.
Take care, guys.
Peace.
Peace out.